You are now in the Borg de la Halle, or Lull, as it was once called. At the time, it was enclosed by three gates. The last one was destroyed in 1893. Standing on the confluence of the Lizen and Allon rivers, this district was the economic heart of the old town, used for markets, trading and fairs. From the 15th century onwards, four major fairs were held here every year, attracting traders from far and wide. The Halle, or covered market, first mentioned in 1301, was originally built in wood, before being rebuilt in stone in three stages from 1536 to 1624. Notice the regularity and symmetry of its elevations, typical of the German Renaissance style. The covered market has always been central to local life. The market was on the ground floor, and the building also housed the customs office and the corn exchange. It was also home to the Conseil de Régence, a regency council similar to a permanent government that administered everyday matters, including the law, and represented the sovereign in his absence. Lean-to stalls lined the three exterior walls. Of all professions, ranging from wig makers and watchmakers to surgeons. In 1793, at the time of the French Revolution, when what remained of the Principality of Montbéliard became part of France, the building was confiscated to be resold. It was purchased by a Society of Montbéliard citizens who wanted to stop it from being demolished. They signed it over to the town council free of charge in 1809, on condition that any income from it was used for public education. Among other things, the building was then used as a library, a museum, a theatre, a police station, and a synagogue between 1841 and 1888. Today, the first floor is occupied by the local council's technical department. Before moving on to the next commentary, stop for a minute next to the stone table, which we call the Pierre à Poisson, the fish stone. It is traditionally held that Guillaume Farel, the first reformist preacher in Montbéliard, used this stall, where fish was sold on market days, to harangue crowds and spread his new ideas. Duke Ulrich invited him to Switzerland in 1524. But his stay was short-lived. Farel was considered a little too virulent, and the following year he was dismissed and replaced by another preacher called Pierre Toussaint.